He looks at me and he goes, look around you, son. This is all because of me.
We are referring to Quibble Cop.
Yeah, he's pretty irrelevant now.
Did you feel, like, threatened?
People don't even know that these things exist, by the way.
I was genuinely scared because, you know, the guy has pretty much endless money.
Geordi's definitely the villain of the story.
He's just yelling, you kind of for a while.
The guest is telling me to relax. It's been 10 minutes.
What's going on? Come on, guys. I'm not that irrelevant.
Why are you here?
What do you mean, why am I here?
Why are you, why are you the guest today?
Who are you? My name is Tiger, also known as Liger.
Sorry, hang on.
Also known as Sneep. Do you really think I'm that irrelevant?
Sneep?
Yes, Sneep. I used to make Fortnite videos. I got millions of views.
Okay, hold up a second.
Relax.
Hold up a second.
Hang on. Wait, this is the guy that Geordi created Quibble an Cop. AI on. Quibble Cop. Yeah.
Yes. That's also true.
So are you an AI or are you a real person?
No, I'm a real person. I'm not the AI. I'm good.
He's real. I can confirm.
Jelly
I just touched
Jelly
his
is
arm.
Touching
he's
him.
Real as well.
Oh, he just touched me.
Okay, there's a lot of touching going on.
Yes.
That's why we're on the sofa, boy.
Well, we're here. This is the Two Thirds Podcast.
Welcome to Two Thirds.
We will introduce you, but there's more important things.
Yes, we need to make sure that you are listening on Spotify. Make sure you go and follow us there. Rate us 5 stars if you are enjoying it. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. We need to start saying
also,
things,
there's other places where it is on, but I forget those.
But we need to make sure that our audience who is watching is also, you know, giving us feedback. Because it's important for us to know that we are doing the right job.
So back to the point. Who's the guest that's here today?
Josh,
what do
don't
you
be
mean?
Rude. Don't
Come
be
on.
Rude. Don't
you
be rude.
Know me. Okay. You know me.
Right. We shook hands earlier.
Exactly.
As well.
A second.
Relax.
Okay. So
I didn't just walk in here.
Jelly, you try an intro then who this is.
Intro me.
This guy right here is a YouTube big shot known.
No. Is it ex YouTube big shot?
No. Okay. I guess you could say that. Yeah. My videos don't pull that many views, but my face is out there.
Okay. We'll get there.
Irrelevant by choice.
Oh,
my choice.
We'll have to get to that
later.
To
that. Yeah. Okay. Keep going, Johnny. Keep going.
YouTuber, Tiger, millions of views.
Yes, sir.
Hundreds of thousands of subscribers. Can you please tell us how many?
So on my Liger channel, I think currently I have about 620,000. On the Tiger channel, 934,000.
What?
Both those channels, I grew them within like a year.
But are they your channels?
Tiger used to be Quibbles. He gave it back though, but we'll get to that later.
Okay. Wow. So I think to start off, where did you come from?
Yeah,
where's the beginning? Where did it all start?
Okay. So a lot of people have this misconception and they think that Geordi made me. But before the Tiger channel, I also used to have a couple of other channels. I used to make Agario content.
I mean, Geordi's probably too young to be your dad.
Yes.
For anyone 100%. Watching who doesn't know who Geordi is, we are referring to Quibble Cop.
Yeah, he's pretty irrelevant now.
No, I'm
ex-member of our group. All right, ex-member. Okay,
spicy,
fine. Keep going.
Yeah, I used to make some Agario content, had like 100,000 subs. I was 13 at the time. Then I also made a channel called L Series. You know the whole T-Series PewDiePie thing?
Yeah.
So I used to do a live sub count, you know,
no
just compare
way.
Them.
No way, you one of
and
those
then,
channels?
What? Yes, one of those. I used to make trend channels, but I didn't really make a lot of money off of them because RPM was pretty low.
Can I ask a question?
Sure, what's up?
Did you have a live count on our channels?
No, I didn't.
So just to explain what a live count is. They're basically like live streams that play, that track the subscriber count of a channel.
Right.
And then there's like a live chat.
Yeah.
I mean, there's actually not really much more to it.
Yeah, that's
no.
it.
Yeah.
But they're not, they don't exist anymore because YouTube removed this feature when people got canceled, people would watch these live feeds to unsubscribe.
And also, so the way YouTube have adjusted it is that now it rounds up to the nearest full number,
so you can't see
the individual changes.
You can see like your own YouTube studio, but like the public cannot see anything.
Huh. Sure.
Okay. So you've been a YouTuber for a while.
Yes.
And then what happened after that live feed channel?
Yes. Yeah, so one night I was out with my friends and all of a sudden I go on my Twitter and I see a tweet from Quibble Cop. And the funny thing is I didn't even follow the guy.
Did you know who he was?
I knew who he was, yes, but I never watched any of his videos. I'm going to be honest.
Right.
But I knew who he was. You know?
Got it.
Anyways, it said, you know, someone you know liked this tweet, you might like it too. And it was basically him tweeting, hey, I'm looking for hide and seek participants. And at the time, I had the L Series channel, so it was verified. I took a screenshot of that channel. It was inactive at the time, but whatever. I just shot my shot. And what do you know? After 3 minutes, I got a response.
So he picked you. He blessed you with his...
Yeah, pretty much. He blessed me, yeah. And then I got onto the hide and seek challenge. I was the first to be found, sadly. Sadly, yeah, I was the first to be found.
Not
but,
much of an overachiever.
You were like using your voice in that video. You were commentating.
Yes, no face cam though.
Okay.
So there's a video out there. That video's still up.
The first video. It's still
up. The first video.
Before Tiger was Tiger.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
That's so incredible.
Next step. So
next step. Okay. So what I noticed in the recording is that the way he set up his Minecraft videos was pretty bad. And my DMs with him were open.
Actually, sorry, not to cut you off, but I just realized. So when we say hide and seek, so what we're talking about is, so Quebecop would have been setting up a recording and then getting fans in. He was making a video that was hide and seek in what game? Was
it? Minecraft.
It was in Minecraft. So he gets a bunch of fans to hide and then Quebecop finds them. And you were one of those guests that were joining in on that recording as like as just a guest, temporary guest type thing. Just wanted to explain that real quick, but yeah, go on.
Yeah, and then, you know, my DMs with him were open. So I sent him a DM, I told him, I gave it to him straight. I said, hey, you know, I feel like you could set up your Minecraft videos better. And I had quite a lot of knowledge in Minecraft because I used to also own a couple of Minecraft servers back in the day. And used to set up mods and all that stuff. So I just sent him a message and then he said, okay, sure, let's get into a call. And yeah, he just hired me on the spot, basically.
Wow. That's kind of impressive.
So did he hire you on the spot?
Okay, wait. Let me just clarify. He hired me as an in-game cameraman. Okay, so it was my job to fly around in Minecraft and record him.
And people don't even know that these things exist, by the way. So, in-game cameraman.
So like, so someone else is, you think it's just him, but there's actually another person in there filming you from a different angle.
Yes.
So how much does an in-game cameraman make?
So he hired me at $1,500 a month.
Okay.
It's not bad.
But like, how much work? Like, did you do a...
He did like, I think two recordings a day at the time. I would say like 3-4 hours.
Per day?
Okay. Monday to Friday.
Monday to Friday. All right.
But so now,
like,
here's
that's
the thing.
Like 30 odd
hours.
Okay,
here we go.
Here's the thing. So there was another guy who was responsible for setting up the Minecraft videos. And I knew how to set up Minecraft videos, so I decided to do it myself and then show it to Jordy. And, you know, I feel kind of bad about this, but I actually got the guy fired. And within the first month, I actually got promoted and my salary went from 1.5K to 3,000.
Damn. Okay. All right.
Within 1 month.
You're working your way up that chain.
Working my way up.
I like this.
Yes.
I like this. This is motivational.
Can I just change this real quick?
Yes.
Really
frustrating.
This needs to go over your head.
Do I have to put this on?
No, you're right.
Just put that over your back.
The headset is on, correct.
I can't focus.
Josh has, like, everything needs to be perfect.
No worries.
Little Josh.
Sorry. That makes me feel better now.
Oh, good. No worries.
All right. Keep going.
Wait, what was I?
I don't know.
Josh, you completely ruined it.
His headphone cable
was in my flow, and then you just kind of cut me off.
We might as well end it here.
Okay.
Look. Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you guys for watching.
So you got the guy fired.
Yes.
Oh, poor guy.
And then I got put onto a 3,000 euro salary a month.
Euro,
yes. Wow. Not dollars. Yes, big money. And at the time, you know, before...
Is it big money?
Why is he laughing?
The conversion rate is like
3,000 is a lot, Jelly. Not everyone makes millions off YouTube
But you're saying the euro is the big money. Well, the difference is not very huge.
No, at the time it was pretty big. Okay, relax.
All right. Sorry, this time big. I cut you off because
check,
no worries.
Check your privilege, Jelly. All right,
just relax for a second. Okay.
Guess is telling me to relax. It's been 10 minutes.
Chill. All right,
keep going.
I'm screwed.
Anyways, So then I eventually started to join in on his recordings. And that's how the whole Tiger thing came to be. You know, the fans started to like me.
People were like, who is this guy? So who made up the name Tiger?
It was me.
So you were like, I want to be a character called Tiger.
Yes, because I used to have an Agario channel called Tiger with an A. Ah. So I just kind of named myself Tiger and we went with it.
And so, and Jordy was, so Quebecop.
At that point, it wasn't a YouTube channel, by the way.
Right, I was just a character.
I was just a character in the videos because I was setting up the videos and Jordy needed someone to like kind of
bounce off of. Sure.
So I just joined the recordings and.
Okay.
So I just quickly want to ask you, time framing wise, you know, obviously we've worked with Jordy for a long time and we stopped working together roughly 3 years ago from today. Mm-hmm. So when did you start working with him? How quickly did this happen after Quebecop had left us?
Oh, that's a good question. When did Quebecop leave you guys?
I don't know. It was like the beginning of the year, February. I think your channel started roughly half a year after, if I'm correct.
Okay. Yeah. Then.
Yeah.
So be quite quick after, basically.
Yeah, like quickly,
pretty quick after. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He quickly started looking for other people to record with that wasn't us.
Not necessarily. I'll be honest with you, because we were kind of like, it was me and some other guy, and we were just kind of like every now and then we came into the videos. But the thing with me was, you know, I got a lot of attention from the viewers. They were like, who is this guy? He's kind of funny. He needs a YouTube channel. And Quebble already had this idea of creating his own YouTuber. So,
well, he's tried it a few times, effectively.
I think so. But it was failed attempts. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was failed attempts. And
do you know the names of any of those other channels that you tried?
I think it was Fetty. Fetty.
Is that Fetty, rings a bell. Is Fetty okay? Is an old friend in Amsterdam.
Is Fetty okay?
I don't know. I haven't heard from him in a while.
All right. Anyway, continue on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we decided to make a channel together. And
So I don't want to interrupt you again, but make a channel together. So it was your channel and Quebble Cop's channel.
He owned it and he hired me for it as an actor.
Okay. So
Quebble Cop made a channel.
So Quebble Cop made the channel.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 But I still do.
And used your name.
Use my name, use everything. And I was okay with that. You know,
as long as you're okay with it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So then obviously, you know, I was at 3,000 a month.
Yep.
And then this is roughly 2 months after we made the channel. Then I got bumped up to 5,000 a month.
Nice. Okay.
So the contract changed.
So Jordy was like recognizing progress and was rewarding you.
100%. Yeah. 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 So
that's fair.
So you had the increase in salary. And then at some point this went wrong.
I don't know if I want to get to that straight away.
No, I think we should slow it up. I mean, you guys were killing it, all right? So Quebble Cop made the Tiger channel. You were the voice actor, you were the face, and people loved you. Quebble Cop was sending you his audience, essentially, and people loved what they saw. They loved the stuff. And therefore they subscribed and they kept watching. And clearly your ideas were worth a lot.
Were they your ideas, though?
Yeah, so I was also working as a creative director for Quebble Cop, so I was in charge of his videos and my own.
Okay.
And at the start, we were doing the same thing that you guys were doing, uploading the same content but different POVs. But that didn't really, you know, work for that long because I was just seen as like a sidekick.
Yeah.
So then eventually I told Jordy, hey, you know, I kind of want to take the reins. I want to like make solo content because I feel like if we keep doing this, the channel isn't going to go anywhere.
And how big was the channel roughly at this point?
At this point, it was at about 200,000 subscribers.
And still a lot. Like, yeah,
it is a lot. It is a lot, 100%. But, you know, I had big ambitions.
Sure.
So
just a quick question on that then. So you say you have big ambitions on that. And it grew to 200,000 subs. But as far as you were aware at that time, you were just making a salary.
Yeah, so this is what I forgot to mention. So I got a minimum guaranteed salary of 5,000. And then I also got a revenue share of 30%.
Okay, from the beginning?
From the beginning, yes.
From the Tiger channel?
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty good. You started with essentially no channel.
I was completely fine with that as well because his team was taking care of everything. I was essentially just the actor.
He was taking the risk. He was paying everyone.
He was paying everyone. But issues started to arise when, you know, I kind of took control in my own hands.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously I was doing way more work than I was supposed to. So then I approached him and I told him, hey, you know, I'm gonna need a bit more revenue. You know, I'm going to need a bigger cut because I'm doing all these things. And we agreed to that verbally. We agreed to 50-50 and then getting rid of the minimum guaranteed salary.
Okay.
So is that 50-50 of the net or the...
After costs.
So 50-50 after costs.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So
50-50 profit. Yes. But he was the only investor as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what for you? So you're a creator, you're working for a larger creator on a channel that you clearly have got like a personal attachment to. It's got your name to it.
Yep.
You know, you're contributing a lot of the ideas, or most of the ideas, or all the ideas, maybe would be probably fair to say to something, if you're helping Jordy as well.
It was definitely all the ideas. Obviously, now I also have to say Jordy helped me a lot by, you know, teaching me how to, you know, commentate.
Because
at the start I was a noob.
It's not easy.
In the first few recordings, you know, I was pretty nervous. I didn't want to talk over him. Yeah. And then Jordy sat me down and he said, "Hey man, like listen, don't be nervous. Just talk over me, and
scream."
Scream.
But it did start to go wrong.
it started to go wrong, yes.
So can you take us through that gradual process, I suppose?
Okay, so one night, right, I approached.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jordy, I said, hey man, I just want you to know that sometime in the future I would like to fully own the channel.
Right.
Now, I don't know when this is. I told him like a couple of years from now we can do like a buyout, whatever, right? That just rubbed him off really, really wrong. And he just looks at me and we're in his apartment.
You rubbed him off?
Yeah, no.
Josh, he is getting emotional.
Sorry.
Come on, man. Have some sympathy.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Relax.
Like so one night, you were in his apartment.
I was in his apartment.
Is this before or after rubbing him off?
Okay.
Reset.
Reset. Relax. Back to the emotional bit. Mm-hmm. He looks at me and he goes, look around you, son. This is all because of me. And I'm like, what?
Look around you where?
Like, look around the apartment.
What right? was he showing?
Like, you know, it's a nice apartment. He's like, you know,
expensive things.
Wait, this is his apartment, he was saying.
Yes, I was living with him.
Oh.
And his like penthouse or whatever.
No, it was before the penthouse. But it was still a really, really nice apartment.
Like the wooden one.
So he
Is it not a wooden one?
No. It was I don't know where it was. Did you guys visit him? What type of friends are you guys?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
It doesn't matter where it was. But yeah, so we're getting off the point. So he looked around and said, what did he say? Sorry.
He said, look around you, you know, this is all, you know, because of me. And I was like, yo, this is getting pretty awkward. You know, he's like, are you trying to, he told me, like, are you trying to fuck me over this and that? You know, I invested this much and I understand that. But I just simply made a proposition saying like, yo, eventually in the future, I would like to own the channel.
So yeah.
You weren't asking for it to happen now.
No.
Did you feel like threatened?
Threatened, no. Uncomfortable, yes.
I don't mean that in a way that like felt like you, someone, when I say threatened, I don't mean like you feel like you were in trouble or he was about to do some damage, but like, did you feel like his intention was to threaten you by saying that? You just said like you wanted to, yeah.
Yeah, I guess in a way. Yeah. Sure. In a way, yeah, for sure, 100%. Anyways, things got really awkward. I just left it at that. I went to my room, went to sleep, woke up the next day. And then we drove to the office. His assistant picked us up. And it was super awkward. We did not exchange a single word. And I just went straight into my little studio, sat down. All of a sudden, I hear a knock on my door. It's his assistant. And the assistant was asking me, hey, could you help me do a cost breakdown for the Tiger Channel? Jordy asked me. And he came to me because obviously I know the numbers the best. So I made a cost breakdown of the channel. And, you know, I put everything down, editing costs, how much money the channel made. But then I also made a second tab.
So I thought that I thought that Jordy was covering the costs, though.
No, he just wanted like a cost breakdown. He wanted to see like where he's at with the channel.
Right. Okay,
Josh, so Jordy's paying.
Yeah.
But he wanted him to make a breakdown.
So Jordy pays for it, but you were in charge of coordinating it.
He wanted to know if the channel broke even.
Right. Okay.
So.
And how well was the channel doing at this point?
At this point, the channel was doing pretty good. It went from, I think, 3 million views a month to 15 million
views. And did you have oversight on like what much money the channel was earning? Could you see that?
Yes. I think at the time it was 20,000.
So for 15 million views?
Yeah.
20,000.
It was kind of a low RPM.
Right. Okay.
But keep going. So the assistant came in, wanted you to make a cost breakdown. And then what?
Yeah, so I made the cost breakdown, obviously wrote down all the costs, thumbnail, editing, whatever, how much money was spent, how much money came in, whatever. And then I also made a second tab. I put down money I saved Jordy. And then I just put down all the work I did that I did not get paid for.
Like what? Sorry.
So I edited some videos on my own. Mm-hmm. I did most of the thumbnails on my own. And I came up with the ideas, set them all up on my own. I didn't, you know, go out and contract someone else to do it because, you know, there just wasn't any good people in his team.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of rude to say, though. There's no good people. There were good people in his team.
Well, you wanted to do it yourself.
You felt like you could do it more efficiently and move better. That's fine.
Yes.
So,
By my calculations, the channel just about broke even. Mm-hmm. And anyways, the assistant takes the cost breakdown, goes to Jordy. And then I just hear Hassan over it. He was just yelling. He's like, come over here. I go over and the guy just starts yelling at me. And there's like 7-8 people in the office. He's just yelling, you're trying to fuck me over. What the fuck is this?
Quebecop said that to me.
Yeah, yeah. And in my head, I was like, why are you doing this in front of everyone? You could have just, you know, came into my little studio. We could have talked about this. Mm. Normally, you don't have to shout at me. And at that point, he goes, what the fuck are you trying to do? Putting down the money that you saved me. And then he said, you know, I let you live rent-free. And then in my head, I was just like, you asked me to come here. You asked me to come live with you.
So if it was breaking even, were you actually making any money at this point?
I did not get paid out for the revenue ever. I only had the salary.
But that you got rid of that, though, at some point, the base salary.
No, that was just verbally. We never actually got it on paper.
Right, so...
Because when we agreed to it verbally, that we were going to do 50-50, 2 days after, I told him on that night, like, yo, I want to own the channel someday. Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see what you mean.
So it wasn't contractually ready yet.
Now, before I continue, I just want to say, me and Quebel, we're good again.
Yeah.
We're good again. I just want to clarify that. You know, I called him. This is everything from my own perspective. I called him. I asked him if I can talk about this. He said, it's fine. Me and Quebel are good. We're good.
Quebel Cop is okay with you being on the podcast.
But we'll dive into that a bit later on, because I think that's quite an interesting topic anyway about your relationship with Jordy now, because you're good, but there's potentially a bit more complexity to it. We'll get to it later, but effectively you are now bankrupt, right?
Yes,
Jordy.
We'll get to this,
but just to give a bit of a taster, you're bankrupt, Jordy's not bankrupt, but you guys are good.
You know, I'm a forgiving
we'll
person.
We'll get to it.
My religion teaches me to forgive people,
sure,
okay?
But we'll get to that.
I forgive everyone.
So, yeah, continue on then. So,
Jordy started screaming at you in the office.
Well, how did you go? Where did you go from there?
Yeah, so
did you leave?
That whole thing happened. I felt super awkward. I can't lie, I got pretty emotional. It was crazy because I was like, why is he lashing out at me? This isn't even that big of a deal. Like we could have just spoke like normal adults and, you know, gotten this over with. Anyways, I call up my friend. I tell him, hey, yo, I got into a fight with Quebel. Come pick me up. I don't want to be here anymore. Like, I'm not going to let someone else just shout at me in front of 7 people, kick me out of his apartment. Like, where am I supposed to say it? So I had to go back.
Do you feel like he publicly, he did it on purpose in this room with all these people? Do you feel like he did it to show his other employees?
Jordy at the time, now I don't know what was going on with him. Maybe he was stressed about something else. That's why that's why he lashed out that way. I don't know. But looking back at it, he could definitely done things differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my friend picked me up. I had to take my whole stuff from the office. I had to dismantle everything. Went to his office.
What, like a gear?
Yeah, it was my own gear.
You took it.
Why was it your gear?
I had my own setup. I brought it home from...
But I thought that was part of what the Quebel Cop was providing was the equipment.
No. Equipment was not provided. That was all mine.
Interesting.
But only because I already had a setup. I'm sure he would have bought me a setup if it was needed.
Okay.
Anyways, my friend picks me up. I get my stuff from Jordy's apartment. I gave Jordy his apartment keys back. And then he looked at me for a second and he said, like, are you sure about this? And I'm like, yeah, you kicked me out. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure. And then I just went home. And then on the ride home, I remember I messaged Jordy. And I told him, like, yo, do you want to talk about this? And he was just like, Hassan, I don't want to talk to you anymore. All contact now needs to go through my personal assistant. And that was just a slap in the face. Like, come on, why do you want to make me go through your assistant when this isn't even that big of a deal. Right? So I go home, everything, you know, I still keep working for him. I don't want to leave because obviously, you know, I also have to provide for my family. Mm-hmm. I still have to keep, you know, making my money. And everything was fine. I was doing my own thing with my own editor. Jordy was still, you know, covering the costs. But then a month afterwards, I wake up and I get a notification on my phone. Your channel access to Tiger has been removed. And at that point, I was like, okay, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I can't do this. He wanted me to basically send over the videos to his team so that his team can upload them to the channel themselves. They wanted to like completely cut me off from the whole channel.
Yeah.
And I wasn't okay with that. So I just said, you know what, guys? Fuck this. I'm out. Left the group, left everything. Dead. No contact at all after that.
And you couldn't upload anything to Tiger anymore. Nope, the channel
didn't have channel access.
You had no access.
So, and I think it's interesting, going back to the beginning of this podcast, you said we made a channel.
I guess we didn't.
Yeah.
I guess we didn't.
You don't have to go into this, but before we get further into this, contractually, how was that set up? Because
did you have an agreement that helped you?
We will get to that because I actually spoke to a lawyer and it turns out that his contract had a lot of flaws. But before we do that, I also want to mention another thing. Because after Tiger, he also made a new channel called Hero. Mm-hmm. Do you guys know about that channel?
I vaguely remember that. Yes. Like,
I was around when it kind of started because I was also a part of it. I was part of the content creation. Wasn't it a guy with a big hair as well?
Yeah.
It looked like Jordy.
They made videos together, you know, playing Minecraft with my twin. Yeah, he was in it. And that's how they promoted it.
He was a TikTok famous guy, wasn't he?
Yeah. He's still pretty big on TikTok. I think his name is Bonji. Right. Bonji, something like that. Anyways.
So he tried to do Tiger 2, but it was a different name.
Yes, but now check this out. I look on my channel. All of a sudden, a video is uploaded, a short. This channel got hacked by Hero. And they're promoting Hero on the Tiger channel.
Without your consent.
Okay, without my consent, but obviously it's his channel. He can do whatever he wants with it. But he did not take into consideration how much effort I put into it.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a slap in the face for everything I've done for
him. But to his defense would be that it was his channel. He could do what he wants.
Legally, okay, fine. You can do that. Morally, no, that's fucked up.
But the audience didn't know that you got kicked out of this channel, but yet he still had to show it by saying somebody hacked it, which is very odd to me.
It is pretty odd.
It's only the only person that that would be relevant to is you.
Yeah. It was just fucked up. I saw it and I was like,
where were you contractually then?
So I spoke to a lawyer because obviously I wanted to go public with all of this. Mm. And the lawyer told me there's two things. So the first thing is the contract that he made for me was, he said it had a lot of flaws and I would never hold up in court. The second thing was that the NDA that I signed wasn't actually for his YouTube company. It was for his gaming company. Okay. Meaning I was able to say pretty much anything I wanted.
And do you remember what some of those flaws were? Like, what could be said that was a flaw?
I think it was just like the wording of the contract, and it just wasn't strong enough to be upheld in court. I don't know.
So you felt like maybe the contract said that you could be owning the channel, or was it not like that?
Yeah, interesting thing about that is I spoke to a few people, and they told me that I could reach out to YouTube and somehow get the channel back.
Okay.
Because obviously it's my face all over and everything, but I never really pursued that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyways, a month goes by, no uploads on the channel. In the meantime, I'm thinking of, okay, what do I do now? So I come up with a new channel and I named the channel Liger.
What was the thought process behind that?
I love the name.
Here's the thing. I was thinking really hard. Oh my God, what should I name myself now? I was thinking of a name and I was like, okay, you know what? I think the funniest thing would be if I just named my channel Liger.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
because a Liger is a mix like, of a lion and a tiger.
Yeah. It was like, that to me, like, looks like you wanted to fire shots.
Yeah.
Yes, I was ready. I was guns blazing.
Right. You're saying I'm Tiger, but I can't be Tiger anymore.
Yes. Now... obviously, I needed a plan to grow this channel. So what I did is first I uploaded around 20 videos to the channel. All of them were getting like 50 to 100 views. I was getting kind of demotivated, but I had a plan in the back of my head.
Okay.
So what I did is I uploaded this backlog of videos. And then I spent my last money, which was around 5,000 euros. That's how much I had in my bank account. I spent it all on ads. So what I decided to do is I ran ads.
Explain that, because the viewers might not fully understand what ads are.
Ads, you know, whenever you watch a YouTube video, an ad gets played and, you know, you can skip it. And most of the time, you know, ads aren't really that efficient.
Yeah.
But in my case, it would have worked because I was going to directly play ads on Quebecop's channel. And people were already wondering, where is Tiger? Where did he go? Wow. He just disappeared off the face of the planet. So I kind of exploited that. And
which you had all right to do. This is completely legal.
Yes, 100%. This is legal. I can play ads on this channel. So what I did is I made three different ads, right? I wanted to A/B test all of them. So in one ad, I said, guys, Quebel Cop has betrayed me. You're probably wondering what happened. Click here to find out. In the other one, I said, hi, guys. You probably haven't seen me in a while, blah, blah, blah. And the third one was also something random. Anyways, I threw a 50 euro budget on all of them. Let them run for a day. And then I looked at which one had the most conversion rate. Picked that one out, threw my entire 5,000 euro budget on it. And by my calculations, it should have gotten me 70,000 subscribers. It actually ended up giving me more than that. I got 100,000 subscribers, I think, in 1 or 2 months.
Wow.
And all of those old videos that had 50 to 100 views were all of a sudden now at 100,000, 200,000.
So you made your money back by promoting your new channel on Quebel Cop.
Yes.
Under advertisement.
Yes. It was a risky move, but it paid off.
And did anyone notice?
Like, yes.
I didn't know this.
I didn't know this, actually.
No, so here's the thing. Even Quebel didn't know. He didn't know that I was playing ads on his channel. But at the time, if you were a viewer and you went on Quebel Cop's channel, every single video you would click on, my ad would show because I offered the highest RPM for those ads.
Sure. Isn't it kind of funny as well that money, Jordy, it goes to Jordy?
Yeah, you're actually paying.
That's fine.
Jordy,
that's fine.
No, I know it's not a problem, but it's kind of ironic.
So you paid Jordy $2,500 without actually knowing it.
No, but half of it goes to
Jordy. Oh, yeah, true.
About half of it goes to Jordy.
So Jordy, you paid $2,500 to Jordy. So Jordy was paying you, and then you then paid Jordy to promote your channel.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And then, now, what happened in that exact time is I got another notification. Tiger uploaded again.
So, this is kind of like a...
But you didn't have access to Tiger.
I didn't have
you
access to
You weren't Tiger
channel.
Anymore.
Nope.
How could Tiger upload a video?
Yeah, I clicked on the video and it was pretty shocking. The guy literally cloned me. He cloned me, okay? And that is super fucked up. And I know he sat here on this podcast and he said like,
He sat exactly in that spot.
He sat in this spot and he said like, yeah, you know...
Look in the camera.
Legally... It's fine. You know, I could have done that. But here's the thing. Yes, in the contract, it did say that eventually that the Tiger channel would turn into a VTuber.
It said that in your contract.
It said that. But the way we separated, it doesn't make any sense for him to do that. Because we had a plan that I was going to, you know, say like a goodbye video. We're going to transition into the VTuber. But because I left, and I guess he was salty... He just made a VTuber.
So that's interesting that you actually, it was in the contract that he would change
it. Was in the contract.
He removed your access. He got rid of you entirely. And he pretended like you came back because the voice was identical.
Yes.
The character was identical, except it didn't have face cam anymore.
It was a cartoon.
But people didn't know it wasn't actually you.
Yeah, so people in the comments, by my surprise, were actually saying, oh my God, Tiger is back. I was like, what? How did this man pull this off? And it was also a cringy video, man. They walked into my old studio and there was like this guy who was cleaning the setup and all of a sudden I pop out on the screen saying, guys, help me, I'm stuck in the monitor, oh no. And then Jordy comes in, hey Tiger, you're my best friend. In the meantime, we literally have full on beef and he's calling me his best friend. That's weird, no?
Yeah, well, so, and I think
weird?
A lot of this boils down to the fact that you identified as Tiger. Like Tiger was you.
Tiger was
because that's what we're saying. It's like,
yeah.
And I think it's interesting because maybe Jordy's perspective was that Tiger wasn't you. You're in Jordy's eyes. You were just
an
son,
actor,
right? You were an actor. Yeah. And then Tiger was this thing that he owned, right?
Yeah.
And that was the thing. So I don't think there's like a major supervillain element to that. Jordy just thought that He as far as he concerned, Tiger was
but
his.
Still, though, you don't clone someone's voice.
Well, the reality is that on YouTube, people, you get attached. Like, you put all that work and effort into something, and you want that to be yours.
100%.
But the Jordy's understanding and the, I guess, the contractual understanding was different. But, you know, it's so...
So what I wonder is, why did he do this while he probably already knew about your new Liger channel? Like, you were blowing up on your new channel, and at the same time, all of a sudden, Tiger's back? But
yeah, I don't think he noticed. I don't think he noticed about my Liger channel. Because keep in mind, that's just when the ads were starting. I don't think the channel was doing too well.
Okay, so it was the early days.
It was the early days, yeah. And man, it's just crazy that he would do that. And I know he said it was an April Fool's joke as well.
He did say that. He
said it was an April Fool's joke.
But why? When did he say that?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. If it was an April Fool's joke, why did he make multiple videos that were also uploaded the next day? Was it like a 2-day April Fool's?
I mean, if it had been talked about beforehand, then how could it have been an April Fool's? Right?
Like, exactly.
Wow.
And I also want to say another thing. Imagine.
So quickly on that. Sorry. Why do you think he said it was an April Fool's joke?
To cover it up.
I guess so.
Getting a lot of backlash.
Here's the thing. He told me as well it was an April Fool's joke, and he fully meant it. But in my head, I'm like, no, that can't be an April Fool's joke. You had 3 videos already uploaded, and 3-day April Fool's? What?
Because I think we should mention that he was getting a lot of hate, personally. Tiger wasn't getting hate, but you all of a sudden decided to make a video on your Liger channel saying that you've been copied and that person on Tiger isn't actually you.
Yes. But now before we get to that, right, I just want to throw this theory out there, right? Let's say I would have died. Would you have continued? What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I don't want to answer that.
My opinion.
Why? Why'd you want to answer it?
I don't know.
My opinion is that because the thing
that
is
scares me.
The way he saw it.
But, okay, maybe. Okay,
but
maybe.
He saw you as nothing to do with it. That's my whole point. He as far as he concerned, he owned Tiger and Tiger was his. So if you died, and he's a new actor.
Yeah.
Come on, next one.
I think you're right. You might be right, Josh.
It's an opinion.
I hope it's an opinion.
But that explains how he approached. The thing is, if you died and then he was like, oh, I have respect for you and I want to put it to rest.
Morally.
Then he's actually admitting that you are Tiger. Do you get what I mean?
That's also true. That is also true. Yeah. One thing I also want to mention really quickly is I just want to throw this out there again. There is no beef between me and him, okay? Everything I'm saying right now is only to, you know, give my take on things, because 2 years ago, this was a pretty big thing.
Remember, I think the whole point of this is that you're just laying out, because Jordy's had lots of opportunity to say his side, and we've given Jordy a platform to do that.
Yeah.
Obviously, we talked to Jordy about other things. Not just this.
Yeah, but
it was more of a topic. But this is, and I get you saying that he's, you know, you're cool, but really this is your opportunity to just present your facts and let the viewers decide.
That's true. But one thing I also forgot to add, right? Because I was just, you know, hammering down on him. The guy also helped me a lot, right? Gave me a lot of life advice. Gave me, you know, like I said, coaching on how to make YouTube videos, this and that. But that's also why it was more shocking to me that he would do this, because I thought, you know, this guy, I considered him my best friend.
So he helped you, he fed you, he helped you, he gave you a place, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're
so
nothing.
Do you feel like maybe, though, that it was the friendliness, it was the going out of his way for you, it was kind of like giving you things he didn't have to do. Do you think that was kind of what put you in a false sense of security that made you more susceptible to being taken advantage of? Do you know what I mean by that? Like,
yeah,
it's,
I know what you mean.
If from the beginning he had maybe you'd just gotten what you deserved and you could stand on your own 2 feet, but you kind of almost became reliant on him.
Yeah. He wouldn't be able to control you
basically
feeding you.
You guys think
he manipulated me?
No, I don't think I'm
maybe not on purpose.
I think maybe it was like by accident, in effect. Maybe. I mean, who knows what the intention was, but the reality was is that the roof over your head was dependent on you making sure that he was happy,
satisfied. Yeah, that's true.
And that's tough. Like, that's tough for you because you feel like you're that's quite constrictive.
Yeah.
So it's 100%. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's
it doesn't keep in mind of your values and what you did for him.
He went out of his way to look after you, and I believe that because I know Jordy and I know that he probably did give you some great advice and stuff, but he might have inadvertently put you in a really difficult position where it was like you lost any control.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's something you hadn't really thought about before, but I think that's what it looks, especially where you talk about it. It's like that comes quite clear from the outside.
Yeah. Mm. So let's get back on what we were talking about a little bit. You uploaded a video saying you weren't that guy.
Yeah, so made a video against him. And at the time, you know, even though my lawyer said, like, you signed the incorrect NDA, I was still scared.
Yeah, you were scared.
I was scared.
You said that in the video. Yeah, like you
said, I can't say why. I can't talk about why. But that guy is not me.
Yes.
I'm not sure those are the exact words, but...
It was something along those lines. And I was genuinely scared because, you know, the guy has pretty much endless money. I, at that time, didn't have a lot of money. So... Even if he decided to legally pursue me, that would pretty much be
out of interest. What makes you think he had an endless money? Was it like just that's just your perception, or
I mean, did he show it?
He has 15 million subscribers. He went on the record and he told everyone how much he made a month.
How much did he say?
His highest earning month. He said this is public, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
450,000, something like that.
Wow, where is that public?
It's on. Someone made like a TikTok.
Oh,
yeah. Mm.
Right, so and that's scary to you because obviously he's got a lot of power to try and take you down.
Yes.
Right.
And I was pretty careful with my wording. I just said, like, you know, guys, this isn't me, this and that. And then a lot of commentary channels started to pick that up. One of the channels, I think, was called Jaden. And he made a video on it, why Tiger disappeared. And I think the video got like 1 million views. And then he also re-uploaded to TikTok. And every TikTok he made on that got like 500, 600,000 likes because it was absurd. So like he cloned me after we had beef.
Yeah.
Never heard, like that has never happened. I've literally just been cloned.
Did he apologize?
Yes, he did. He did apologize in advance a year
He
after.
Apologized a and year said, after. And said it was an April Fool's joke.
Yes.
So I think there were missing some bits there though for that year, like between him apologizing, like so what was that like? So the videos go up exposing. What was the initial reaction from Quebel Cop? Like, did he reach out to you and say take that down?
Yeah. So he did not reach out to me. No. And
he just
found out later. This is a year after he told me. He said that he was going to sue me. But then I made the videos. So then he decided not to do it.
So the video saved you, maybe.
Yeah.
Arguably, who knows whether he suing you would have worked, but right?
Yeah.
We have no idea.
No, exactly. You maybe said that maybe holes in he it. Tried to sue you, but found out that actually
it might not be. It wasn't solid. Worth it.
Yeah, yeah. Like you said, the contracts weren't solid enough, so he would have lost the case. So maybe he just didn't go ahead with it.
Yeah, and another thing I want to add, he also told me this afterwards. He said that their plan was to wait until my Liger channel grew successful, and then they wanted to report me to the IRS and get me fucked that way. Because they had genuine hate towards me.
Why would they do that?
Look at
you. I don't know, because, you know, he just wanted to, like, kind of, you know, find any way to screw me over.
But he's insinuating that you weren't doing... paying taxes?
Yes. And I can't lie, I have been pretty lazy with that. That's also why I'm bankrupt.
Right, which we'll get into. But
we'll get into
that. So are you making, at this point in time, you've made the video about Tiger on Liger. Have you, you said you spent your last $5,000. Are you making some money now?
Yes. So after 2 months, I started making like $5,000 to $6,000 a month.
Okay.
And it was growing. And then in December, I think it was like $20,000, $30,000, maybe something like that.
And lifestyle kept up with that? Did you sort of start buying nice things? Or?
No, that started happening later. Obviously, I did start to buy nicer things. You know, I went to a nice outlet in Roermond.
Oh.
And got some Gucci.
Where I grew up.
Yeah. Yeah. Got some nice Gucci, you know, some nice stuff that I didn't have the luxury of having.
How much
before.
Money did you spend?
I think my first trip, it was, I think 6,000.
Okay.
6,000, something like that. Because I just wanted to kind of treat myself. You know, when I was younger, you know, I didn't really grow up with money. My dad died when I was 6 years old. My mother raised me and my brother alone. And, you know, I used to be that one kid. People used to make fun of me, you know. Like, this guy only got one pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
He got the same hoodie on every day. So I kind of just wanted to, you know, ball out and flex. Yeah. I'll be honest. I just had that hatred inside of me that I just kind of wanted to let out.
Yeah.
You wanted to prove everyone wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Therapy shopping.
Yeah. Some people it works.
So that continued on then. You make were good uploading...
money. So I was making good money.
Were the fake clone videos still going up?
No, he took them all down.
Right.
Because of the backlash of the community.
Yes, because of the backlash. Now, Jordy messages me all of a sudden And I'm like, what? This guy messaged me? Let me read this. And then he just said, Hassan, I'm sorry. He apologized to me.
How long after was this then?
This was a month, I'd say, after all the videos had been dropped on him and it started getting a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. So much so that he had to blacklist my name off of his channel. Because everyone was like, oh, you fucked Tiger over. Mm-hmm. Liger.
Yeah.
And he apologized to me. And I was like, you know what? It is what it is. I'm going to forgive him. I actually had a drama alert piece going up. I caught it off because he apologized. Wow. And
did that and that fixed everything?
No. So
for reference, Drama Alert is a YouTube show from a big YouTuber and Keemstar. He makes news videos.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Drama so this was going to be like an expose on what happened. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. And that I called that off. And obviously, I still didn't have the Tiger channel, though. He apologized. But then there was a question, what do we do with the Tiger channel?
Yeah.
I tried coming to a deal with him, but it was just absurd, man. He wanted, I think, $10,000 a month for...
This is a deal for him to sell the channel to you? Or?
A debt, or not debt channel.
He didn't just want to hand me over the channel because he was saying, you know, I invested this much money into it. But in my eyes, I'm like, it already broke even.
Yeah, and also this was, I'm sorry, but pay me for the channel then. So it was...
Yes.
How much was he asking
for? He apologized with wanted money?
For the channel, yeah. He wanted $10,000 a month for 12 months, and then he also wanted a 10% lifetime revenue split.
So what was he apologizing for?
For cloning me, I guess.
Right. Wow. So how long after you guys fell out was this? Like a year after?
This was 1 month after. So
1 month after?
He blocks me in a... We get to it. He blocks me in a bit, but... we try to come to a deal. I was like, okay, we can do the deal. I'll pay $10,000 a month for 12 months, but no lifetime revenue split. That's insane. That's crazy. We had a back and forth, never came to a deal. And all of a sudden he just blocks me. After all the heat is gone, he goes ahead and blocks me.
So when he feels, did you tell everyone that you, at this point, had you said online that you guys were cool now?
Yes, I made a tweet, everything, guys.
So he was like, I'm sorry.
He retweeted it.
Wow. He said, I'm sorry. And then you go, all right, I appreciate that. Everyone were cool.
Yeah. Boom, blocked.
And then blocked.
Boom, blocked.
As soon as everyone else was chill.
Smoke bomb.
Now, afterwards, he did say that it was because I was being annoying. But I think that's just...
Were you being annoying?
I was trying to get my channel back.
Right. You were being annoying because you weren't agreeing with him.
Yeah, because I didn't want to come to a deal that's just crazy and doesn't make any sense.
Were there any other deals or was that the only...
I like that negotiation. Like if I'm negotiating with someone, I'll just tell them they're annoying.
You're annoying.
You're annoying.
Get out of my face.
You're annoying.
Give me my money.
You're annoying.
12 months. Plus 10%.
Blocked.
Blocked. Peace. See you later.
So there was no negotiation. It was just, this was the offer. Boom.
Yeah. I tried countering. He didn't accept and boom. It just didn't work out. After that radio silence, I did my own thing, got into a relationship, and I was still pretty sad about the whole situation, though, you know, because I really still had that channel in the back of my mind.
Well, as far as you're concerned, you were Tiger, right?
Yeah, I was, you know, that was kind of like my baby. I'll be honest with you, you know, I stayed up countless nights editing videos, uploading content. It started doing really well, and then boom, all of a sudden, it gets taken away.
Yeah.
So I got into a relationship that really helped. It helped my mental health, but it did not help my YouTube channel. Because what started happening is I started being inconsistent. I wasn't uploading as much. I would take like a month or two break. I would come back, but my videos would still do really, really good. They would get like 1 million+ views. That went on for a bit. She broke up with me. That made everything so much worse. And I kind of got back on my grind, make a couple of videos that did really well. And then I took a deal from this one company that essentially buys out your old videos. Mm-hmm. So they buy the monetization rights from your old videos for the next 5 years, and they pay you a big amount of money up front.
This is for the Liger channel.
This is for the Liger channel, yeah. Yes.
Wow.
And
okay. So you were actually doing really well on Liger because clearly you were getting companies interested into your stuff.
I was doing really, really well. And, you know, the thing is, though...
Sorry, go on. So how much did this company pay you?
I'm not sure if I can say it, but it was six figures.
Wow.
It was six figures. Like,
Okay, wow. So you...
It was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
And that was for... is that for a time period or?
Yes. So for 5 years, I had monetization rights to my old videos. On newer videos, though, I would still get paid.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Makes sense.
So that's a big lump.
Big lump up front. Now, still, I'm still doing my own thing. No contact with Jordy. After I got that money, though, things started getting pretty bad. I kind of let the insecurities get the better of me. I started going crazy with my spending, bought like an iced out Rolex, got, you know, a nice car, designer clothes. And then I also got into a pretty bad addiction, gambling.
Right.
Gambling, yes.
What
don't,
kind of...
Don't gamble, guys.
Like don't ask him what his favorite gambling is, Jelly.
Like what type of gambling?
Yeah, so it started off innocent, right? I would go into a casino in real life, putting like 10 euros in the slot, right? And it was just, it just gave me that
like dopamine. Slot machines.
Yeah, slot machines. It just gave me that dopamine hit, you know, because YouTube really wasn't doing that for me anymore. For me, it was, you know, if I get a 1 out of 10 on YouTube, like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's go. But then all of a sudden, I made it so that the slot machine was giving me my daily dose of dopamine. So every time I would win big, you know, I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. And at the end of the day, I just would be drained.
Yeah.
Started off innocent, started losing money. 50 euro in the slot machine all of a sudden was 100, 200. Then I started going to the bigger casinos. And before you know it, I'm playing on blackjack tables where the minimum bet is 1,000 euros. I would walk in with 5,000, sometimes walk out with 40,000. Walk in with 20,000, walk out with zero.
Yeah.
It got so bad that the gambling, the casino... They start asking, where's this money coming from? Blah, blah, blah. And they put like a ban on me. Like I wasn't able to go there anymore.
What? You weren't making them enough money then?
No, I think it's because they have like laundering. This KYC thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it was just, they wanted bank statements. And I was like, nah, I can't be
honest. You weren't getting that.
You're not getting that. And then I resorted to online gambling in the comfort of my own home. That also started innocent. I would load up 50 bucks. Be in Discord with a couple of friends, you know, just have fun and gamble. That also turned pretty bad really quick. $50 deposits turned into 1,000, turned wow. into 2,000, turned into 4,000, and it just got really bad.
So what happened?
Didn't win the jackpot.
Didn't win the jackpot. Obviously, you know, on the website, I don't want to name it, but I've wagered, I think, 10 million. So I've lost and earned 10 million. And on the website, they had this ranking system and I was like one of the highest ranks. I was like diamond.
Wow.
And they would give me like 300 euros a day for free to play with.
I think Netherite's higher than diamond.
Yes, it is. But this isn't Minecraft. That's really insensitive, no? That's really insensitive, dude.
Yeah, he always says that I'm the problem child, but I'm not sure.
Not cool.
And this deal that you did, did you not need to?
Yeah, so I'm still making videos. I'm still making videos, but my channel is just not performing as well.
But were you supposed to continue making videos as part of the deal?
Yes, five a month.
And they and
but so now here's the thing, right? They paid me out the big lump sum up front, but now I'm not making money from my old videos anymore.
Right.
They're getting that.
Because that's the whole point. You're getting
an upfront. You already got it made. You could have invested that.
Yes. And one big thing I want to mention right now is I did not pay attention to the taxes. You know, when I was with Kerbal, I had a routine. I got the money coming in, was paying taxes. Everything was nice. But then when the whole thing ended, everything was just
Were you
chaos.
An employee for Kerbal or were you a contractor?
Contractor, but it was still...
So you still had to pay your own taxes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything was going well, but then I got thrown into my own schedule. All of a sudden, I was going to sleep at 10 a.m., waking up at 9 p.m., you know? And I just, money came into the account. I was like, okay, yeah, you know.
The tax bill will come later. You're just.
Yeah, like I'll make enough money. Yeah. It is what it is.
So did you get a big tax bill? Is that what happened then? Or what? You just ignored it until it got a problem?
Yeah. So after that, gambled pretty much everything I had. Had nothing. And my bank was overdrafted, I think 70,000, something like that. And then the taxes, I think, are like 150,000 that I owe.
Right. And that's, and is that, does that bring you to pretty much where you are now or roughly?
Yes.
So are you actually
now?
Yeah.
Real quick.
Okay.
3-4 months ago, me and Kwebble got back together.
Wow.
3-4 months ago. So I was already doing
you
pretty
keep
bad.
Forgiving this guy.
man, I just wanted that Tiger channel. I thought if I get the Tiger channel, all my problems will be solved. Mm-hmm. Met up with the guy again. He tried coming to a deal. He wanted, again, quite a lot of money. Didn't work out.
Why do you think Geordie wanted this? What was the...
Why does he still want money?
Why did he keep coming... Like, do you get what I mean? Like,
because he doesn't want to make a loss, I guess. He doesn't want to make a loss on this. And I can understand that, but I just didn't have the money for it.
Sure.
So, things got pretty bad. Luckily, I had a great, great group of friends that I got to meet after the whole Quibble situation. You know, people like Bionic, Donny Bulb, Saf, Linux, Quiff, like these guys, man, they helped me out a lot.
Yeah.
I'm still in their videos, even to this day, you know.
They're probably watching.
Hello, guys. What's up?
So when you got the big lump sum, like, multiple, like a lot of money from a company, like, did it not cross your mind? I don't want to say that it was the right option for you to pay Quibble Cop, but like, did it cross your mind that
to use that to buy Tiger? You'd had no contact.
The thing is, I did message his assistant, I think, at the time, but I think he wanted like 300,000 or something.
Oh,
like
so
that.
Did the price go up then?
Yeah, so he just wanted like a big lump sum up front, no lifetime revenue split. That's why the amount went higher, I guess.
And so that was more than you got, you could afford then, I guess, to do that, yeah.
Wow. So you guys were back together, you guys were friends again. He offered you Tiger again, but you didn't take it again.
Couldn't take it, couldn't get the money for it.
You were already bankrupt at this point.
I was going towards it. Right. I was spiraling down that way.
Was he offering to help you again? Or why did he reach out this time?
I actually reached out to him. I messaged his assistant. I said, yo, can I come over? Okay. And then I just drove there without him even knowing. And then he just agreed to meet with me, and then we just had a little catch up, talked about the channel. He said, let's just finally come to a deal, whatever. But then it just didn't happen again.
Yeah.
So then what happened is one day I was super, super fucked up, like mentally, and I was crying. I sent Geordie a message like, yo, I don't know what to do. And I guess at that point he kind of felt sympathy towards me.
Okay.
And then he just gave me the channel.
Completely for free.
Completely for free.
So a long journey.
Did you tell him you were in debt?
Yes. He knew that, yeah.
But that's one hell of a, like, it's, I think, respect for Geordie for eventually doing it, but God, isn't that just like, you really beat someone to the ground and then it's like, you then put a hand to pick him back up and it's like, they're beaten to pieces. Is that not, you don't feel like that?
Because if he would have given it to you earlier.
Maybe this wouldn't, do you feel like that would have, if he had done it.
If he would have given it to me earlier, then yes, it would have definitely helped me out. A lot.
Do you think all the problems would have happened?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it would have spiraled out of control, because if I didn't have Tiger in the back of my mind, I would have been just on my grind uploading videos. But I always just had that channel. I was like, yo, I need that channel. I don't know why. It just, I was emotionally attached to it. Now, anyways, he gave it back to me. I tried uploading a few videos on it. The videos only got like 2,000-3,000 views.
It's dead.
Yeah, it's dead.
Imagine if you bought that for 300 grand and it was dead.
Yeah, luckily not.
Got to figure out what the return policy was on that.
Anyways, deleted all the videos, left the channel as a relic. Last upload, 2.7 million views, just left it at that.
Just made it look good.
Wait, good. You deleted the new videos?
The new videos, yeah.
Okay.
I was like, nah, there's no point. There's no point in reviving this. I'll just continue my Liger channel.
Are those videos still pulling in revenue now then?
Yeah, it's like $100 a month.
Okay.
Yeah. So the channel really died. I mean, obviously with 2 years of no uploading, yeah, of course it's going to die.
So right now, are you good with Geordie? Like, as in, when I say good, do you mean like...
Yeah. Yeah, we talk. We're friends. Obviously... Something happened in the past that's going to be kind of tough to like forget fully.
Yeah.
But I'd say we're good. Yeah. 100%.
Do you trust him now?
I do trust him. Yes.
But the difference is though, is like I kind of alluded to at the beginning, like the result is that you are, I mean, sitting here, but bankrupt with a shadow of the views that you had formerly. in a tough, like you've been through an absolute grinder mentally. How's Jordy doing?
Jordy is doing good, but I mean, he worked for it, you know?
And you didn't?
I fucked up. I fucked up. It's my fault. I can't blame it on him.
I think that's the whole point of this episode, though. It'd be interesting. Like, it's good to hear your perspective, and I don't think we're here to change your perspective. But it'd be interesting to see what the viewers think.
Yeah.
Because I appreciate you sort of laying all the facts out in a really open way, and I think it will be. I think you've obviously had an opportunity to say your side of things before. You've had your channel. You've made some videos on it, but I think this is a different format where you can really dig in, and you've got people here that we understand what happened, but we also weren't involved. So it's like, it's a bit easier for us to try and get the right pieces out, right?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, although I can't really dwell too much on the past, I gotta look at the future, and I'll be honest with you guys, I don't really know what I should do.
You don't know what you should do?
I feel like the train's already left.
You feel like the train's left?
Yeah. No.
I feel like the train's left.
Guys. I think you will be able to find your way back to your creative self again.
Yeah, I hope
so. To get your motivation on the good spot, to grind your way out of debt. Get back to a normal routine. I hope that for you.
How long is that deal?
Thank you.
How long is that deal going on for?
5 years.
So do you? Does that
obviously I'm still gonna continue uploading. I mean,
but does that make you feel like I'm trying to say this by saying this. We're aware of other people that have done stuff like that before, and they've had interesting responses. Sometimes making new channels and this sort of thing to get around that. Mm-hmm. But you're happy sticking with, so Liger is where it's at.
I definitely want to grow Liger, and you know, I want to get that channel to 10 million subs one day.
So what is it you're doing differently now that you, why was it that Tiger in the early days worked, and why is it that Liger isn't where Tiger was?
I just think that YouTube changed 100%, and I just wasn't there for the change. I wasn't adapting. Because obviously I was taking breaks. Mm-hmm. I was doing shit that I wasn't supposed to, gambling.
Now, just to play a bit of devil's advocate here, someone might say, well, you've not got Jordy helping you anymore.
No, but that wouldn't make any sense. Because my Liger channel did really, really well for over a year. I was pulling more views than Jordy at one point.
Right, okay. So on Liger.
I did not need him. And here's another thing, right? At the start, I said Sneep. Right? Mm. Sneep is a project I started with a friend of mine, Trimix, and we used to do Fortnite fashion shows. Got millions of views. My channel was also doing well. I grew that channel to 100,000 subs in like a month. I abandoned that channel to do Tiger for Jordy. Mm-hmm. So I'm fully capable of, doing my own things. I don't need Jordy. Mm. Obviously, he was there to help me, he guided me, taught me how to do everything. That's why I can.
So what was
but
it?
I don't need him.
So I think it would be worth mentioning how you came to be on this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, we talked like a lot about what happened about you here. And I think the viewers should notice as well. I didn't know about a lot of these things that went on between you and Quibble Cop. But obviously, I did know you. I knew you existed as a person.
Yeah.
I didn't know where you were based. I didn't know anything about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the only reason you are sitting here today is because we bumped into each other.
That's crazy.
In a shopping mall.
That's insane.
Like, but now here's completely what happened. Different place.
Here's what happened. I'm out with a couple of friends of mine, Donnie and his friend, Liam. And Mason, sorry. I'm so sorry, Mason. Oh my God.
Mason.
Did you just do that?
Sorry. I'm
Mason.
So sorry, Mason.
Cancel this man, Mason.
Mason, I'm so
What kind
sorry.
Of a friend are you?
Oh my God.
So anyway, you were out.
Anyways, we were out. They came to visit me in Germany, and then we did a coin flip.
Where should we go?
Should we go to Cologne, or should we go to Roermond? Into an outlet to go shopping. So we did a coin flip. It was Roermond. We go there. I'm just walking around. Mason looks at me and goes, yo, isn't that Jelly? And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, yo, he's probably talking about someone who looks like Jelly, right? Yeah. I look behind me, this guy's walking towards me. I'm like, what? What is going on?
Yeah, I saw you from the distance. So I was also out shopping. I was traveling. I was having a good weekend. Went out to a couple of shops with the girlfriend. And my girlfriend says to me, wait a minute, isn't that that guy Jordy used to record with? So I glanced over and I was like, holy moly. So then I walked over to you.
What are the odds of that? One in a million?
This world is small. So then,
because how this many was, things had to go right in my day and wrong in my day and in your day for that to happen? I didn't know you were going to be there.
I didn't know you were going to be there.
I thought you were in Monaco. All of a sudden, this guy's in front of me. That's insane.
I was just traveling around. I mean, I don't even know how it happened, but that weekend, the first episode of the podcast went live. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And you told me, you know, oh, it was a cool episode. I watched it. Congrats with the launch, whatever. And I told you, yeah, maybe we'll have you on one day.
Yeah, I also said as a joke, like, I'd love to come on. Yeah. No, I never really thought it would happen, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. So then what happened?
Jordy messages me and he goes, yo, you should go on the podcast. And I was like, there's no way he's going to let me on, right? I'm like, I'm not that interesting. Anyways, I thought about it for like 2 weeks because I wasn't sure if I actually wanted to do this because it is also kind of old drama. Right, it's been like two years.
I think it's definitely, it's old, but I think it's a really interesting story.
Yeah.
And that's what I think has been really interesting.
Especially this whole like AI thing, how you got cloned.
And I feel like we didn't even go in as far detail as we could have done, but obviously, you know, there's a limit to how, you know.
Yeah. So you didn't want to do it. You didn't feel like doing it.
And Jordy, you didn't know. Told you you should do it.
Yes. So, he said you should go on. It would be fun. And, you know, I thought about it. I was like, yeah, okay, let's do it.
So then you reached out to me.
Reached out to you and yeah.
But see, so Jordy, in this story, you know, even though there's a somewhat of a, there is an ending to the story somewhat, and that's where we are now. But Jordy's definitely the villain of the story, right? He's the big bad. And although it turned out that, you know, you ended up, you know, becoming friends with him, blah, blah, blah. He's on the opposite side. He's of most of the steps. So what is it that would drive Jordy to suggest you coming onto the podcast? Wouldn't he want you to be keeping quiet and like...
Yeah,
he...
that's actually something I'm curious about as well.
What do you think?
Do you think Jordy thinks?
I think he just... I don't know. I really don't know. I think he just wants me to go on there and I guess he has my best interest in his mind.
Go into the spotlight.
Yeah, I guess.
So full disclaimer. So me and Jelly, we're trying to be quite open in the podcast. We have not talked to Jordy at all. I don't know about you. Yeah.
No,
we have not spoken to Jordy at all about the fact that you were going to come onto the podcast. Mm. So we didn't chat to him about it. We didn't plan anything. We didn't ask him if he was comfortable with anything. Because as far as we're concerned, we're just hosting a podcast and it's up to you to decide. Like,
it shouldn't be Jordy's concern.
No, exactly.
From our side.
From our perspective. Yeah. So it was, but yeah, what is it? I mean, what could possibly be the reason that he would want you to be talking about stuff?
Like I said, that's a good question. I don't know.
Do you feel like
because when he did the podcast with you guys, he also sent me a message and said, hey, what's up, just went on the podcast, talked about you a little.
About what he said about you?
I just think that Jordy has his way of like
we've might said this
sweet talking things.
We've said this in our duo episode did we call it again? Reflection.
Yeah. So our episode 4 was kind of looking back on the Crane and the Quebec episode and then talking about the future. But yeah, we said a similar thing. It's like, the thing is with Jordy is he will often say a lot and then you realize he's not said much.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I felt like as well.
But you did say that you felt like some things were misrepresented, like the April Fool thing. Were there any other things that you felt were misrepresented for you? Obviously you were a chapter of
also,
the episode, but
also like, he said like legally had every right to pursue me. That also wasn't really correct.
Right. He did say that. Yeah.
So you watched the episode and you had no like bad feelings towards him at the end of the episode or anything. Did you feel like you wanted to come on the moment you saw the episode? Or
yeah, definitely. I mean,
you wanted to speak for yourself?
Yeah, I just wanted to. I was like, you know, he said his piece. I feel like I should say mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you record again with him? Would you
Yes.
Would you start working with Quebec Cop again?
Here's the thing.
For Quobocop.
Working for Quobocop, with Quobocop, whatever. We actually tried doing that. I was like, yo, Jordy, how about we just, you know, make a channel again for you? And I also make videos, right? Let's just start recording gaming videos together. Make a new Minecraft channel, right? Because your main channel, you know, you said that your audience has grown up. Just make a new Minecraft channel and let's try to do that. So I made him a Minecraft channel. Roles actually switched now because I made that channel and I said, you can have 50%.
Hmm. What was it called?
It was called Quebblecraft.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, yeah. So we made like 4 videos, no promotion, no nothing. First video got like 180,000 views already. But Quebble is just a really, really impulsive guy.
Yeah.
All of a sudden he goes to me, you know what, Hassan, I don't want to do this. I don't feel like it. Which I respect, but it's like, why even like start then?
It goes through phases, doesn't it?
Because the thing is, if me and Quebble did record together, it would 100% do well. I know that for a fact. We just have that chemistry.
The first one got 180,000 views of no promo. Yes.
And he said, I don't want to do this anymore.
He said, I don't want to do this anymore. And he said, he can keep the channel.
Quebblecraft.
Yes.
You have
my channel. Yeah.
You own the channel Quebblecraft.
I reversed the roles. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You should clone.
I should clone him. I should clone him.
And post videos on Quebblecraft. Craft as Quebblecraft.
Yo, you guys said, you brought a really interesting point. You said, how would you feel to Jordy if you guys cloned him?
Yeah,
and he said that he would laugh about it. But I don't think that's the case. Yeah, I really don't think that was sus to me.
I mean, yeah. I don't laugh about morally cloning people is effed up, you know, like, come on. Yeah.
There's something to be said about, like, it's a really nerdy version of it, but, like, you know, there's, like, superheroes that have faces, like some of them are human superheroes. It's like, like, there's something to be said about effectively recreating those, because that person is, like, an actor and they are attached to a separate role. The difference is here is that you are you. You're an exaggeration when you are, but it's still you. You know, you're not this high flying millions of dollar paid per hour actor that can change characters all the time. No. You are you, just a slightly more exaggerated version. So cloning you is cloning you.
Yeah.
That's the tough thing, I think. Do you think that maybe one of the reasons he wanted you to come on the podcast was that he wanted to, because obviously this whole thing had a ton of exposure, like not like mass scale, but you know, these videos, these exposure videos, they got, some of them got millions of views, right? Like a lot of impressions around this sort of drama, let's call it.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you coming on the podcast to him was, he just wanted to feed into that and just get some more exposure from the drama?
No, I really don't think that, Jordy's main focus is his own channel anymore. As he stated, he wants to, you know, start this AI empire, which I respect, you know.
Do you respect that?
Me, I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of scared of AI. I feel like it shouldn't be a thing on YouTube. I mean,
you got copied. So
you don't respect it.
No, but to be fair, I got copied, but that wasn't really AI. Like, he also calls Blue AI, but it isn't really AI. It's just a VTuber, like you said.
Why is it not AI then?
It's just a cartoon character with somebody else's voice. What in that is AI? I can go on Steam right now and get there's that one app called like Face Rig or something like that, and I can portray myself as a cat.
But is the character not using AI to talk or not? Or no?
No, I don't think that's AI. I'm not an AI expert.
It's
still a real human mind.
Yeah, so I guess there is.
I think the AI part is now starting to come in.
So how did they clone your voice though? Maybe I'm going too in depth, but you sounded the exact same.
Is that AI?
Actually, I think.
Did they type it and then click play? And
I don't know. I don't know how they did it. I don't know how they did it.
Or is there another guy just speaking it, and then there's kind of like some twitching in the vocal cords going on?
Yeah, I don't know if you can consider that AI. It's just like it's a voice changer, essentially, right?
It's a voice changer.
They fed in like my voice into it though, but I don't know what makes it AI. You know, like I said, I'm not an expert in AI.
Yeah, sure. Right.
But when I think of AI, I think of like, I don't know, ChatGPT, like just doing crazy things.
Yeah, of course. So you don't really believe in this AI empire that he's creating?
No, I believe in it. It's just I'm scared of it because I feel like YouTube is going to become a place where it's just going to be nameless content. And I feel like
take the soul out of it, I suppose.
Yeah, don't you guys think? Like, it's...
Well, yeah, I mean, AI doesn't have a soul, so yeah, it will not have a soul.
Complex point there.
Back in the old days of YouTube, people hated people for even using editors, right?
Yeah, true.
And now, people making AI channels, like, is that okay? I don't know.
Right. Yeah, whatever he wants to do or whatever other people want to do. I mean, I'm not starting an AI channel anytime soon. I can tell you that.
So, Jelly.
Tell me, Josh.
Coming to the end of the episode then. Yeah. We've got a... So, obviously, we've got the podcast. It's named Two Thirds.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, right? Like, what do you think of this, like, audition?
Audition?
Yeah, well, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. This is a, like an interview.
It's an interview for what?
What do you mean? Do you not know what the podcast is about?
What, Two Thirds? Wow.
Yeah, so me and Jelly historically have been a three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's what the podcast is. We're interviewing people and we're seeing if we feel like they would be a good sort of, you know, third person in the group.
How do I do? Not good.
I think that there's a lot of baggage.
I like the AI version more.
I know you guys said in one of the episodes that you want someone who's pre-damaged.
We did. Jelly said that, yeah. That's
no, pretty... I didn't say that.
No, Jelly did.
No,
yeah.
You implied it.
No, but Jelly also said you had to be an orphan.
Oh, that's...
Excuse me?
That's... Which is true.
Orphan?
He's not an orphan.
Well, you're half orphan.
How?
Because you're dad?
I don't think that makes me an orphan.
Josh,
what?
I think you need to stop.
I said what? You're half orphan. Anyway.
What?
Josh, you need to stop. Anyway,
this is what Jelly said.
I
last
didn't know your point.
Even the producer's like, "What did you say?"
That's this is insane. What so basically,
this is what Jelly said. We'll you told it. Me.
Yeah, it's true. Anyway, just historically, the people we've recorded with, they've had. You know what? Okay, we'll skip over it.
Yeah, watch yeah, those, just,
they, people can watch the last episode or whichever episode it would be. The episode. Anyway, I think we're gonna have to delay this one, Jelly. I don't know about you, but.
I
like the Tiger.
Wait, hold on. I want to say one thing, Liger? Right? Liger, Tiger, whatever, Hassan, whatever you want to call me. You know when we met, right? I was like, you know, the stars aligned, right? Let me message this guy. I messaged you, remember? Messaged him. I said, like, yo, if you guys are looking for a third person, I'm there. And he rejected me. He said that he's not looking for anyone.
Well, I think we're going
to... And now you tell me it's an audition.
Yeah, and I think we were rejecting
you. You guys need to talk a bit more.
Well, no, I think we're rejecting you again today.
You're rejecting me again today?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you see, like, the doors are essentially open, but for you, they're closed.
Let's just say, like, the door is closed, but there's a specific shape in the door that only a certain person fits through, and you don't fit through that door.
Why?
It's nothing to do with your body shape. It's just that there's a specific type, and it's just you haven't succeeded today, but we want to wish you good luck in your future auditions. And
all seriousness, though, I really appreciate you being on here.
Thank you guys.
And big shout out to you, everything you've gone through, everything you've had to deal with.
I don't know whether we are promoting Tiger or Liger.
I don't know either.
Whatever,
both. They're both his channels now.
Yeah, go check out both.
Yeah, I mean, I really like you as a person. I have a lot of respect
I like you guys as well, but, you know.
And the fact that the only reason you're sitting here is because we bumped into each other
randomly.
In a freaking mall is insane.
Life's crazy.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for coming on.
Oh. One more thing I want to mention.
Uh-oh.
Because you said that thing, right?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to overtake you guys in views.
Go for it.
You know what?
We've been doing it a long enough time where we're that's
send
fine.
You another invite the moment you overtook us.
Yes,
in views.
I tell you what.
I want to come back
when you overtake us. Yeah. Done.
All right, cool.
Spotify, subscribe, peace. Do all the good things. Thank you.
Yes, what Jelly said.
I'm so bad at that.